Hello, welcome back to the podcast. How is it going? How are you doing? My name's Estelle. I am here to inspire you to start singing and performing and creating. If it's your first time here, hello. I'm a singer, performer, actor, singing coach myself, and I love helping people like you start to explore your creativity and really come back to it and to say that, yes, I want to be living creatively every single day. And I'm ready to start singing and start performing, start acting again, and to build confidence in that. So if you struggle with your confidence and you wish that you could live a more creative life, but maybe you're an adult and you haven't done it in some time and you don't feel so confident in it, I'm here for you because I completely understand how it feels to really want to be a creative person and you just don't know how it's going to be received. You struggle with fear around that. So that's what this show is to help you with. It's to help you to start singing with confidence. And that translates to not just singing, but performing, acting, dancing, playing piano, right? Writing poetry, doing spoken word, whatever it is. It's about you being a performer and a creative who is confident in your work. And so I'm here for you. I'm here for that. That's what the show is about. I just wanted to do a little reintro because I don't know. I feel like you might be listening to this for the first time, and I want you to know that's what we are doing here. I'm helping you do that and ultimately just really connect with the creator and connect with your God-given creative gifts. So yeah, let's get into it. Today I want to help you if you are struggling with one particular aspect of singing with confidence, which is holding long notes and holding out notes, right? So holding out notes is really a matter of breath support. It's a matter of breath control, and it is one of my weak points. So I am sharing with you out of what I have learned to help me because I have struggled with it, and I have had to find ways that really do help me in order for me to grow as a singer because, like I said, I struggle with it. And not just past tense, struggle with it. I still do. But these are things, I'm going to share a few things here, three things here that I believe will help you if you put them into action. And these are things that have helped me and that continue to help me as I continue to work in them and grow in them and practice them. And so if you are asking yourself, wow, I love singing this song, but I get to this one note and it's the original singer holds it for so long and I have to hold it for that long, and it's just so hard, or I have to hold this whole phrase out because it's a connected phrase or it's a connected word and it's a slow song, so I have to say the whole word and I don't want to break in the middle of a word, you know, and you struggle with holding out those notes or holding out that one note, then definitely listen in. We're going to get right into it. So what are three tips that I have for how to actually sing longer notes, okay? So the first thing that I want to tell you before I even get into the tips is that if you need support in this, if you need any sort of help with this, I really encourage you to come to the Sing Confidently course. It is a course that I've created for you, my aspiring singers and performers who struggle with confidence in one way or another, and you just don't know how to put yourself out there and be a confident performer and a singer or actor, right? So it is focusing on singing and also expands to performance and stage presence as well, and just putting yourself out there in general. So if you are a triple threat actor, singer, dancer, you definitely want to get it. If you're just a singer, you definitely want to get it. If you're an actor or dancer who also wants to add singing to your arsenal of tools so that you can be more versatile in your industry, then you definitely want to get it as well. So just want to put that out there because I actually do some long held note exercises in the course that you can sing along with, which I'm going to touch on what those are in a second. But I have that in the course that you can sing along with. I also have in the course, you have the opportunity to sing and do the homework, and then you can post it in the Facebook group and I will give you free coaching. It's a part of that. I will give you a coaching response in a message or a video or both, and to give you that support as well and that feedback. So I'm there for you. Even though it's a course, it's not like you're by yourself. I'm actually in the Facebook group and I'm available for you to email me and whatnot. So I really encourage you to check that out because that way you're not just listening to this, but you're going to definitely implement it if you come over to the course, and it's lifetime access. So you definitely want to jump in. Right now it's $197, which is such a great, such an affordable price for a beautiful horse that's really going to help you build confidence. So I just want to shout that out there if you didn't know. So go to creativelybyestelle.com/course, okay? But let me give you these three tips that you can apply even without the course. But if you need that support, you definitely want to check the course out, okay? So the first tip is that you want to work on long-held note exercises before you start singing in a practice session or before you go to rehearsal or before you just start like working on a song. So what are long-held note exercises? So I do these. I've done these. The first time I did these, like, in a one-on-one session was with my first voice teacher in college. And he took me through this with, like, on a mum, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. Like, I remember this so vividly, but right now I'm blinking on, like, what the continent was. Yeah, it was a mum. And it was, like, basically holding out one note, like, one long note. So let's say, and it was just, like, mama, like it was just holding out the one note and you just interrupt it with the consonant of the M as in Mary, so mum. So it's just holding out the ma but then interrupting it with the M, basically in order to help with like practicing holding out a note for that long and just interrupting it here and there. So what that did, so let me tell you what the exercise was. It was basically going like ma, 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 ma. So I think, yeah, ma, ma, 1, 2, 3, 4, like holding it out for like a certain number of beats. And what that did is that it helped me practice. First of all, I knew how long I would have to hold out the note, and so I knew what to anticipate. That way it helped me practice breath control. So breath support, which I'm going to talk about in a second, breath support is how your breath energy is supporting the note that you're singing, how your the way that you are breathing out, right, as you're singing, the way that you're the breath that you've allowed into your lungs, and now you're breathing it out, and your abdomen is helping you to add that support so that when you're singing, your voice isn't shaking, right? That's more like breath support. It's having that support of the airflow as you're singing, as you're releasing that air. Breath control is more about how are you controlling how you're releasing the air, how you're supporting yourself. So as opposed to breath support just being like, you know, your voice isn't shaking, you have enough air to carry you through a phrase, the control is how are you managing that air that you're now releasing? Are you managing the air well by, and I'm going to talk about this in a second, ways to manage the air, but are you managing the air well by, you know, using your abdomen to slowly bring your abdomen in so that way you're not just all at once releasing the air? And so these long held note exercises help you practice just like kind of leeching out the air bit by bit, because you're forced to hold out one note, just on one note, you're forced to hold out the note and sing through the end of how many counts you're singing through. So you can do it for 4 beats and say that you're going to sing for 4 beats, you're just going to count to 4 or snap to 4 on one note. So say you choose, you're going to do it on la, and you're going to say la, right? So that was super easy. It was just 4 beats. I wasn't going that slow. It depends on the tempo that you choose. But yeah, you can do it like that. And then you can go, you know, go up a half step or a whole step or whatever if you want to also kind of practice your range a little bit. But you really can just do it on whatever note or notes that you want to use. And all you're doing is you're just practicing singing out a note for a certain number of counts. There are different exercises you can do where you can go up half steps, go down half steps, you can do it on different consonants, etc. You can decide to, you know, just hold out one note on one vowel of O or U or E, or you can decide that you want to do, like I said before, mum, 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 so you have a consonant that's interrupting it. So there are different ways to do these long-held note exercises, but the point is that you're basically just holding out a long note. That's all I had to say. You're basically just holding out a note for a certain amount of time to help your body practice having to temper and manage how much air you're going to release at a time. So it's like training your body and training your mind to decide, like, how much air do I actually need if I'm going to hold out for this long? So these exercises are important because, like, I always say singing is muscle memory. So you got to just teach your body how to remember, okay, if I'm holding on a note for this long, this is how much air I need to take in. This is how much I can release at a certain amount of time. This is how I'm going to manage my breath. So you can do this before you go to sing a song that has long held notes so that you're already getting into that practice and your body is already getting used to doing that. I hope that makes sense. Wow, I took a while to explain that, but I hope that makes sense. So the last two things I'm going to say are super simple. Well, not super simple, but are... Yes, they're simple to explain. So the second thing is taking a low breath or a singer's breath. I talk about this in the course in depth as well, and I show you what that looks like. But basically, you just want to make sure that when you first take that breath in, when you first breathe in, you want to make sure that your stomach expands. That way, it allows space for your lungs to expand lower, for your diaphragm to flatten as your lungs expand. And that allows you to just take in a lot more air than you would if you weren't letting your stomach kind of expand as much as you are. So you want to take a low breath, meaning that your stomach expands and you can feel that air coming into your lungs, really low into your lungs, allowing your lungs to expand. That's really all it is. So instead of taking a shallow breath, you want to take a deep breath. But you don't want to think about a deep breath in the way that you might think about a deep breath when you're not singing, which might lead to you raising your shoulders. That causes tension in your neck, so you don't want to raise your shoulders. You want to have nice, low, relaxed shoulders and just take a nice deep breath that expands your stomach, expand your abdomen. Focus on doing that, and that will kind of connect you to that singer's breath or the low breath, which is often called a singer's breath. Again, if you are confused about that in any way, come DM me. Come message me and I will explain it to you more in depth, but you can definitely check out the course and it will also show you that. And then last thing that you want to do to sing longer notes is that you want to control your volume. Okay, controlling your volume and growing the note over time is actually a great trick, a great little tip to sing a longer note that, like, no one talks about. So basically, or I don't know, maybe people do, but I feel like I don't hear that a lot. But that is a way that you can actually sing a longer note, is if you decide to start with a lower volume. The reason being, it all goes back to breath control. The reason being that it forces you to manage your breath release. So when you're talking quieter, unless you're like singing breathily and like actually like intentionally releasing a lot of breath, which you don't want to do anyway, in this case, obviously, because you want to hold out the note and not have to take a breath. So when you are singing quieter, you're not going to utilize as much air, that you're not going to need as much air to support you in order to produce a louder sound. Versus when you're singing louder, you do need more air in order to get the sound out. So when you are able to kind of control your volume and start off a little bit quieter with the note that you're singing and then grow it over time, maybe add some vibrato, let that sound ring a little bit and really let it out closer to the end, then you're going to feel like you're able to hold the note out longer because you're not just like shouting from the beginning and you're not just like releasing all the air at once, right? So as opposed to singing... who knows where that's from? I'm singing a little bit of the end of Wicked, Defying Gravity. But I'm not actually singing it in the key or whatever. But anyway, the point is, if you're singing that note and you wanted to hold it out, but you didn't want to lose that breath energy, you didn't want to lose the note and, you know, need to take a breath before you reach the end, you will want to say, you see how I kind of started off a little bit quieter and then grew over time versus saying, and then like petering off at the end. You want to grow from the beginning versus petering off at the end. Therefore, you can kind of like manage your breath a little bit and have more breath control. I hope that makes sense. I hope that you were able to kind of comprehend this a little bit. If this was like too much, overwhelming, DM me, let me know. I can break it down more. But these are three things you can do, three tips that you can do. First of all, try long-held note exercises. You can look them up online. You can Google them. You can definitely come to the course, and I will help you through those as well. You can do, the second tip is to make sure that you're breathing nice, deep, low breaths, which are called singer's breaths. And then the third thing that you want to do is you want to try to control your volume. And instead of singing super loudly from the beginning of the note, you want to grow the volume over time. And yeah, those are my three tips to sing longer notes. I hope this helps you. If you need any support at all, let me know. But I really hope this helps you. If you start with just one of them, I would say start with the exercises, because that's going to help you a lot. Just like practicing holding out notes is going to be super helpful. So start with the first tip if you're like not sure where to start. Actually, start with the first two tips, because you want to also practice taking low breaths. So start with those two and then add on the last one later on. Work on controlling your volume later on, but start with like making sure you know how to take a nice low breath, and then practicing long held note exercises. Those are going to help you a lot, and then you can add on the last one with controlling your volume. Okay, I hope that makes sense, and I hope that helps you. If there's anything that you have questions on, DM me on Instagram at Estelle Asbury. I'm here for you. I'm here to answer your questions. I would love to support you. You can also come to the Performing Arts Community on Facebook. It's a free Facebook group that you're all welcome to join, and I can answer your questions in there. But yeah, definitely check out the course if you need that support and you are ready to invest in yourself growing as a singer this year, and you are not going to be, you know, living in fear around your creative gifts, and you want to be a confident singer, then definitely check out the Sing Confidently course at creativelybyestelle.com/course, and I can't wait to see you there. All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for being here. You're amazing. You really are amazing. I'm so proud of you for being here. So thank you. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode and to this show. I'm so in awe of you for being here and showing up for your creative gifts. That takes courage. Don't forget to join the Performing Arts Community on Facebook for support and inspiration as you continue on your journey. If this episode helped or inspired you in any way, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share it with someone. It means so much. Thank you again, and don't forget to keep singing, acting, dancing, performing, and living creatively. Talk to you next time.